Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
My dear friend, my name is Sandrine. I am the founder of Fractal Alchemy, which is a 5D quantum university. I am an ascension and mission mentor and a trance channel. Today, I would like to share with you about one thing that has really helped me revisit my story. So I was able to write a new one from a much upgraded sense of identity and understanding of why things are happening the way they are happening in my life. You see, like many times I receive questions from you guys and so many amazing people asking me, how can I know that I'm on the right path? How can I shift away from situations that keep on repeating over and over again? What is the meaning of this situation? Why is this happening to me? So during this share today, I will literally help you with one technique that you can practice and that will literally shift your awareness around all of that so you can see from birth to now how you have already received many tools, keys, and quantum algorithms that will help you understand why you are here now, and also maybe as it relates to your soul mission and purpose, help you get greater clarity about these. Now, I would love to invite you to join me for a free workshop that I will be facilitating on Saturday, the 18th of September from 4 to 5:30 p.m. New Zealand time. You can go on my website, sandrines.com, to sign up for this amazing event. And if you catch the replay afterwards, you will be very happy to know that this event will be recorded and then shared freely as part of one of my amazing gifts that I share with my tribe. And it will be on my website under the gift section. This event will be amazing. It's going to be a workshop and I would love for you to come. So really sign up for it because you're going to have a pen and paper and you're going to learn about how to activate new pathways of evolution and therefore understand all about what is going on in your life now, how to close certain timelines, certain pathways of evolution so you can have space to anchor consciously a new reality in and also understand all the gifts that you are receiving in the process. So this transmission today is this one tool that I have received and practiced and that has really helped me to recode myself and to embody a higher level of my identity. You see, for a very long time, every time I would think about myself in the past, all the things that I did when I was, for example, a teenager or when I was at university or when I was living in Fiji for a year with my ex-husband, I was literally living in the bush with no electricity, no road. It was just nothing, like away from civilization completely. And it took me a while to realize that every time I was starting to talk about my past experiences, I would do it from a very judgmental and harsh perspective. So I would really basically bash my human into saying, oh, we had no clue about what we were doing in Fiji. Like we were young and stupid, literally. Or when I was younger, when I was at university, I just spent all my time just binge drinking and going out. And yes, you know, I learned and I still had good grades and so on. But basically, I was a wreck, you know, like all over the place. I was not even studying something that I really liked that much. And I just did it because I didn't know what else to study. I didn't know what else to do with my life. So I was not conscious. And you see where I'm going with this, right? So it was basically the lower fractal perception, quantum filter that was in my field and that was making me always talk about my past self through negative narratives. So when we talk in negative narrative, what do you think happens? Well, we tap into lower fractal reflection. It means that we amplify that in our field. We amplify the lower fractal in our cells all the way to our subatomic level. It amplifies the lower fractal in our emotional body, therefore triggering a judgment, a righteousness. We trigger also lack or not good enough or being too much, and basically like anger or sadness or frustration or shame and guilt big time when we revisit past stories through this low grade vibe of being quite harsh on ourselves. So this is what I was doing. And because we do that, and everything that happens, that we make happening in our microcosm through this kind of language and thoughts, will therefore, through the principle of quantum resonance, magnify and amplify that into the macrocosm. And therefore, we start magnifying lower fractal reflection frequency experiences in the macrocosm. Then one day, I started realizing, oh my God, like, I have shifted from being a pessimistic, very judgment, completely like person, and there's still, you know, room of progress, but I can see that that was a blind spot. You know, I hadn't seen that. The way I speak about my past self is so like, whoa, it's so intense. Like, if my best friend was talking to me this way, I would basically tell her to back off and just like, you know, how dare you talk to me like this? How dare you say this about my past story? And then I was doing that to myself. As soon as I did that, I really set the conscious intention to revisit all past experiences from the upper fractal reflection frequency, the upper fractal reflection frequency of gratitude, and of observing all the gifts and talents that I have developed as I navigated life. And guys, this shifted my entire identity. Because from being this human that basically was not conscious, that was so addicted to all sorts of substances, that was just all over the place and so intense and always too much and always in people's face and always loud and kind of like, you know, wanting the attention, or like all of a sudden withdrawing in my bubble, not wanting attention, like, you know, like from, you know, perceiving my identity as that, I completely shifted into perceiving my identity from the lens of upper fractal reflection and presence. So how can we do that? How can you do that for yourself? I would love it if you listen to this, for you to, after receiving this transmission, to take a pen and paper and think about a past experience that is quite vivid in your mind and that you tend to activate as the law of fractal. And here we really want to think about us acting. It's not so much about revisiting past wounds and traumas. That technique, by the way, can also be done for that. But here it's really the way we talk about ourselves as we walked through life before. So it could be when I was living with this person, like I was blah, 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 blah. And then now, wait a minute, like this keep on coming in my head. So let's see, when I was experiencing that, actually what I learned was I learned to be courageous because I was in a new situation. I didn't know what to do. I learned to find new ways of having fun. So I went from living with, you know, my mom to basically going to university, and I've always been social and I've always loved experimenting with life and getting to know new people. So for me, like creating this identity of the fun, outgoing person who's always the queen of the party was really serving me, because basically, instead of staying isolated in my flat, because I never wanted to flat. I knew I was an introvert. I never wanted to share my space with other people. So I was in a flat by myself. I always had my own space. But basically, like, I would cook for people. We'd have parties. I would always have, you know, delicious Belgian beers in the fridge. And I worked as well. You know, I always had jobs, you know, everywhere in bars or at the movies. And I was always creating, you know, and when I look at that, oh my God, I can see I'm very social. I adapt to all sorts of situations. I can basically relate to so many humans because of all these things that I have done. And not only in Belgium, but also as I lived in the bush in Fiji, I can see that I adapted. I became very close to Fiji, some people in the Fijian village next to me. I made friends that I would have never met otherwise. And you see where I'm going with this. I would love to invite you to every time you catch yourself talking with the negative narrative about one of your past experiences, about the way you acted, and you should have acted a better way, to catch yourself and say, no, no, no. I did the best that I could with what I had. Because you know what? We always do. We do the best we can with what we have. Don't you really believe that and feel that? Don't you see that you always do the best you can with what you have, your level of consciousness, everything that you have learned so far, and like the amount of energy that you have today, like how busy you are with work and the kids and so on. You always do your best. So like your past self hadn't learned all that you have learned now. So of course, you went through all of that to get to where you are now. So your past self was actually pretty badass. Because look at you today. You're pretty good, right? You're very, very good. I'm sure that when you listen to this, you already know that. You can acknowledge that with humility. You're a very good person. You're kind. You're intelligent. You just want, you know, people to love more. You want to love yourself more. You know, basically you're on this path, you know, of bettering your life, of bettering yourself, of finding more connection with you and the world. So find more connection with your past self. This is working with alternate realities, by the way, guys. This is quantum work. So every time you talk to your past self, you can say, thank you, past self. Thank you so much. Like, for example, for me, I can say, thank you so much, past self, for having learned all that you have learned, for having gone to university, learned about law and political sciences and international relations and nuclear strategy. I just learned so much about the world as it works today. I have forgotten a lot about what I have learned, but I'm really happy that I did that because it created certain neural pathways. I was courageous. I studied for 7 years while having a job, while partying hard, while, you know, spending a lot of time with my friends and family. So I can see by myself that you're courageous. You're courageous, you're intelligent, you're curious about life, you're very kind, you're very playful, you're very adventurous, you're full of energy. So this is the exercise I would love for you to do today after watching this transmission, is to find some snippets of your life in the past and talk about you like that. Oh, past, like I would say past and drain, and talk about you like past. I thank you so much because when I look at this situation, actually, I have judged you so much for doing these things, but I'm going to take some time and really see why I did that. For example, one exercise that I did that was really challenging around these guys was to revisit why I was so addicted to weed and alcohol and also always have boyfriends and lovers around. Why was I constantly in and out of this intense cycle? You know, that intense, I was always in these cycles more or less intensively, right? I had to go really deep. And what I found was that that gave me joy because very often I was unable to find joy otherwise. You know, I've always been a kind of woken gifted in a way that I've always been able to perceive other life forms and spirit guides and also entities. And I would receive all of these messages, but I didn't really know what to do with them. I was not fully empowered. I was not really, you know, awoken to the fact that I was the creator of my reality. I didn't know about quantum, about quantum dynamics and so on. So I was kind of like finding ways to be happy on earth when all that my soul wanted, all that I often wanted is I was at home is was to exit, like literally. So I had this kind of urge to get high and party hard and feel connection with lots of friends and lots of boyfriends and lots of wild parties and always on the go because therefore I would be distracted from this feeling so lost. I was longing. So actually I found some inner resources Maybe it was not at the highest because I used all of these substances and I did not respect my body all the time. But back then, that's what I had. Back then, that served me. Back then, instead of falling into depression, I freaking had a great time at university. You know, I had such a good time. I learned so much through that, also through like a social interaction. It is wonderful. And now I don't need any of that. I don't do any of these things. It's not there anymore because now I have learned and I do all that I do. As you know, that I teach about quantum and I'm a spiritual teacher now. So it's very different. I don't need to find happiness by, you know, using substances and having older guys. I'm just happy by myself all the time. And when I socialize, I'm happy too. So you understand this, right? I don't need to go any more deeply than that. I trust that you get this. When you really struggle to find why you did that, go deeper, because what you will find is even more of your own resources. It is even more of your talents and gifts and also thirst for life. Because when I explained this situation about, you know, doing all of these crazy things to basically find happiness, it's kind of like, in one way, I was feeling lost and I wanted to exit, but mostly I wanted to freaking stay here. I wanted to have a good life. I wanted to have fun. My notion of fun back then was that. Now my notion of fun and happiness has changed. But thank you, past self, for having done that. Otherwise, a timeline of me having exited life could have very well happened. A lot of us, we did what was necessary to go through challenging times by finding solutions that were immediate. And now when we look back, it's like, oh my God, why did I do all of these things? Well, because we wanted to stay, because it was written in the stars, because we needed to rise up, and because one day we will be able to forgive ourselves and to have so much compassion, but also love and appreciation for our past self. So I hope that this transmission will help you to recode your identity at a much higher level through this upgraded narrative that you invite in your life to always have so much gratitude and love for your past self. I love you dearly and I thank you for being there. Please, if you receive this transmission, I would love for you to leave a comment. Tell me how you relate to this. You can like the video. You can follow me on YouTube or on my podcast. And of course, I would love to invite you to sign up for my free event called Activate Your New Pathway of Evolution, which will be happening on the 18th of September at 4 o'clock New Zealand time. And if you watch this later, if you listen to this later, just go on my website, sandrines.com/gift, to receive this transmission. I love you very much. I thank you for being here. We were born free. So reclaim that power within by recording your past story with every time you revisit an experience that your past amazing self went through, so you could be who you are today, a badass soul here for the great transition. I love you and I will see you into the next video. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.